Long before Jersey Shore's Snooki styled her hair with her signature poof, big hair was the look in Baltimore, the hometown of Tracy Turnblad and her friends in the musical Hairspray. On the evening of dress rehearsal, one by one, each Young Actors Guild participant sang a few lines from one of their songs during a mic check.
Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. Every night is a fantasy.
The Young Actors Guild will present Hairspray this weekend at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Missy Gibson, who is the show's director and choreographer, is also the organization's executive director.
Well, Hairspray, you know, basically tackles the topic of integration in the early 60s, and our heroine is Tracy Turnblad, and she decides that she's going to integrate the local dance singing show, the Corny Collins Show, based upon the Buddy Dean Show from the 60s, and it's just the story of her struggle to do that, and then the relationships that are made from that.
The Youth Actors Guild is one of, if not the oldest, youth theater organizations in Arkansas. It was founded about 50 years ago by the Junior League, but is now run by a board of directors. Actors throughout the region, 19 years of age and younger, are eligible to audition for the organization's productions. Hairspray features a large cast. Of the 125 actors who auditioned, 53 were selected for a role. Gibson says perhaps the familiarity with the original movie or perhaps the recent remake may have caused an increased interest in this production. She says she was surprised and super excited to see so many new faces this year.
It's always good. They, you know, they challenge each other. So what they do is you have some new kid comes in that maybe can dance really well or sing really well, and then that kind of ups the game for everybody else. So it just keeps things not stagnant. You know, it keeps things interesting.
The cast, who has been rehearsing for about 3 months, includes several returning YAG participants, like 15-year-old Caleb Barker.
This is marvelous! The phones are going crazy and the whole country's watching!
Barker says a friend of his mother's told her about YAG, and she forced him to try out for his first play, but he loved it and has continued to perform in the organization's productions. In Hairspray, several of the actors are required to sing and dance, and Barker says his castmates have been very good about helping each other out.
There are some who are very talented both ways, and like I said with the family, if they see that you're struggling with something, they will pull you aside and help you. So it's nice to have someone there for you when you're not getting something down.
In addition to learning songs and dance moves, Gibson says there are several other obstacles she and the cast must overcome before opening night.
The challenges we face really come into a couple things. The kids don't get to touch their costumes, don't get to touch the scenery, don't get to wear their body mics, don't get to be on the stage until 4 days before we open. We're rehearsing in a carpeted room, has columns in it. It's a great room donated through the City of Fort Smith and the Convention Center that they let us use for free. But the challenge is we try to do a very professional level show in a very, very short amount of time. They've never sung with the musicians that are playing with them. They've only rehearsed with the band like 3 or 4 times before we really get going. So there's just basically every element of it is new to them to a certain degree. And so that is the major challenge, is loading in a show in 4 days, working with the band, the costumes, the set, all of that stuff, and the space.
Joining Barker on stage is 16-year-old Zach Myers, another returning actor, and newcomer 15-year-old Natasha Miles. For them, they say finding a balance has been one of the most challenging aspects of preparing for this play.
It's difficult at first because, I mean, everyone's still pretty much in school at the beginning of it, balance in school and other stuff. And then I think it gets easier after school is out because it's just like you can only focus on Hairspray. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to learn the dancing and singing at the same time. So they do a good job of breaking it up. We learn the vocals first, then we learn the dance, so we know how to adapt and where it's easier to take breaks and stuff for breaths and stuff. So it's easier when you have someone telling you how to do it. But yeah, it's fun. It is challenging though, but it's pretty fun.
You have to be very bendable to fit all
nice
the schedules.
Nice and flexible. Oh
and,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Despite some of the difficulties they may have faced during rehearsals, the young actors agree that they have enjoyed the experience.
It's just fun. I mean, it's pretty much the cast becomes your family, really. You make really long relationships that last a long time. It's just great.
And, like, they don't treat you like kids here either. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. they talk to you like you're adults and treat you how you would. So it's like the experience of it is, mm-hmm. it's really a really good experience.
It's very real.
Hairspray will run tonight through Sunday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. There will be 7 o'clock performances tonight and tomorrow, and 2 o'clock matinee performances on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for children under 12. More information is available at 782-1696 or yagonline.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.